Hey, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And, you know, Bob, when you get some fish that you've caught in the lake, and or whether they're salmon or trout or something that maybe's got a little bit of a fishy smell, and even more so, maybe a little bit oily, and it's got a fishy taste.
Or it's trout.
Right. And some people just don't like that overly fishy smell and taste.
Right.
What can we do to get rid of that, if anything?
Yeah, right. Like brine, right?
Yeah.
Now, you had Chef Bob on when I was away a couple weeks ago, and you talked about brine.
Right.
What'd he have to say?
Well, he said the difference between he was calling out, rather, the difference between a brine and a marinade. And the brines are acidic, where the marinades are a little more of your aromatics. So basically what he was saying is that brine is usually with a vinegar-based or a salt-based, and that'll cut that oil a little bit and kind of draw out that
See,
fishiness.
That's a chef for you.
Right?
That's a chef. That is that's one of those topics you can debate back and forth, because there's a lot of brines that don't have much acid but will have some aromatics.
I see.
So I'm always curious. Bob's been a family friend of ours for years, so I respect the heck out of him.
Well, he's an educator.
He is.
Yeah, right.
He is. He's highly educated in culinary, and I'm not. But I do know for a fact that a lot of brines vary widely. So I wanted you to play with that brine and marinade just to show the dichotomy that can go amongst grillers, cooks, chefs, just guys in the backyard in terminology. And it doesn't really matter. For brine, very often you're going to have sugar in it. And a lot of marinades won't have a sugar in it. I would almost say that the sugar makes more of a difference, and it's generally a clearer substance, whereas marinades, you know, very often introduce tomato bases, balsamics, things like that. That
teriyaki
are going to have more acidics.
Right.
Most brines, I always find to be, I mean, the ones I use are a little lower on the acids. If I do anything, I might throw a little white wine in it, which would be your acidic. But for fish, really simple: salt, sugar, white wine, water, and you know, if you like some rosemary or some thyme or any of your girlfriends like that you want to throw in there, you can do that.
If she can swim, she can flavor fish, right?
That's right. So brining's great. Now, if you're doing salmon in particular, and you're going to smoke it, when you pull it out, you want to let it set on the counter for about an hour, because you want it to form a pellicle.
Right.
And by forming that pellicle, it's a bit of a skin on it. And that prevents the fish from absorbing too much smoke. The other thing I would say is this, that a lot of people, when they're smoking fish, will oversmoke it. And I don't care for – I love fish. I want to taste the fish with a little hint of smoke. I don't want smoke that's fishy.
Right.
You know, and there's a difference there, because if you oversmoke when it's getting dark, your fish is going to be a little bitter, and your guests are going to have indigestion.
Yeah, both of those are both common side effects of – over smoking, and frankly, it just doesn't taste as good if it's too smoky. It's all you can taste. You completely lose the fish. Yeah, do you use the fishiness of it? Absolutely, but you also lose the great flavor that the fish has, regardless of the fishiness that's in it. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill.
And don't forget to go to gibbq.com. And help out our troops. We still have two more loads to deliver. We need a little gas money. We'll see you next week.